came out strong. We want to, you know, try to keep that up all four quarters. And, you know, Colorado State, you know, they have a great team. They, you know, they threw us off with a few things, but at the end of the day, it all comes back on us and communicating across the board.
Team high forward pass deflections last week. Do you feel like teams are picking on you, are thrown to your side a lot, and how do you think you're doing?
I'm always upset when a completion's, you know, made on me. You know, if the team wants to pick on me or any other DBs, you know, we just want to be ready and, you know, be in the position to make the play.
You guys have been dialing up a lot of blitzes from the defensive backs. How comfortable do you feel blitzing from your corner position?
Very comfortable, you know. We practice it, you know, all the time. Just trying to have confidence in our abilities.
You've been around, obviously, this team a long time. Is that something kind of new that Jeremy's put in this year that you think, you know, he's trying to take advantage of something?
I mean, like I said, we have every type of thing you could ever imagine. But, you know, Coach Pruitt, he believes in us and our, you know, our abilities. And, you know, we just want to go out there and execute.
When you're defending a guy and your back to the quarterback and you think the ball's coming, how do you know when to turn around or try to turn around, or is it a feel kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a feel kind of thing. It's it's instinct. You know, you look at him, you know, you kind of see the receiver's head leaning back, you know. Once you've done it, you know, we have great receivers here who, like Calvin, for example, who is hard to tell, you know, when the ball's coming. But, you know, going against these great receivers that we have here, it's great practice.
So you assume if you see a guy's hands, you go for the hands?
You know, it just depends, you know, how far you down the field, you know. It's a lot of technique that we learn here from Coach Saban, so.
Different programs kind of treat walk-ons, I think, a little bit differently. How do you feel like you were treated? How do the coaches here handle it?
No different, you know. You know, everyone here has a chance, you know, to, like, you know, make a, you know, an impact on the team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the coaches treat five stars just like they do walk-ons, you know, the same way, same technique, everything. They do a great job here.
How long before you think the head coach here knew your name?
Coach Saban used to call me Bo Wallace a lot. And that's because he said he had another player named Bo Wallace a long time ago, and I just reminded him of me. But I always knew he knew my name because I've met with him, you know, a couple months right after I walked on.
On a corner blitz, what's your responsibility? I mean, you're just taking the most direct angle to the quarterback. Most of the time you're sprinting because you got some ground to make up. Is there any, you know, you don't want to be too aggressive so you can get faked out pretty easily?
I mean, I can't tell you all the techniques of the corner blitz. So.
In a situation like that, one of the things Nick kind of talked about, like Anthony made a blitz and nobody went to cover his man. So when y'all make those switches at the line or defensive adjustments, how do you know when to go over and make an adjustment like that as a defensive back?
You know, it's all in the play call, you know. It just depends what Coach Pruitt calls. And he does a great job. We just need to do a better job of executing.
But the personality of this defense, you know, the past have been, you know, the Ashawns, the Reuben Fosters that were the real vocal guys. Who are those guys this year?
We count on everyone to be vocal. You know, we have a great team. You know, we count ourselves on being, you know, having a lot of communication within each other. You know, we treat each other like grown men out there. Like it's a game out there. You know, we all have to be on the same page, you know, to have the success we want this year.
Nick said you guys aren't affecting the quarterback as much as you would like. How much is that y'all's responsibility as defensive backs to lock up receivers so the front seven can get to the quarterback?
I mean, it's everyone's responsibility, you know. It starts up front to the linebackers as well as the DBs. Everyone has a job, and we just need to go out there and continue executing.
Is it kind of neat?